I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can turn the lead in your life into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Now, the Rhoda Psychic Fair has been a constant in Monterey County for the past 34 years, and our last fair was October 21st and 22nd. Our next fair is October 13th and 14th at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. I encourage you to sign up for the email list on rhodapsychicfair.com. and goodvibrationsradio.com so you can be notified about the upcoming event. Now, last week, Catherine Bell spoke about the Festival of Dreams, which is March 11th, this coming Sunday in Santa Cruz. So visit festivalofdreams.net to find out more, or visit the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect to that website link. If you missed any part of that broadcast, you may visit the podcast page of Good Vibrations Radio. The link is on the homepage of the Good Vibrations Radio website. Before we get into the show, let me tell you a little bit about me. Now, I'm a speaker, a performer, a reader, a healer, a radio host, and an author. I've been a part of the metaphysical community all my life, and along the way, I completed a series of formal studies. This show shares a variety of metaphysical topics. Now, for those who listen regularly, you know I like to start each show with a reading from Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, James Allen published his essay, As a Man Thinketh, and he chose the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It was described by Allen as a book that will help you help yourself. See, he wanted all of us to know that in your own thought world, you hold the key to every condition, good or bad, that enters into your life. Your present reality is a direct outcome of your past thoughts, intentions, and beliefs. But your future is not predestined by your past. By working patiently and intelligently on your thoughts, intentions, and beliefs, you can remake your life and transform your circumstances. In Day by Day with James Allen, his essay has been broken down into a separate section for each day of the month. And for the fifth day of the month, James Allen shares, read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. Read the right books. There was a noted speaker by the name of Charles Tremendous Jones who shared, you are today the same you'll be 5 years from now, except for two things, the people you meet and the books you read. See, the people you meet will come and go, but the books you read are always with you. So how often do you hear of someone who transforms their life from the inspiration they received from reading a single book? It's okay to read for recreation, but it is life-transforming to read for inspiration and education. You are today the same you'll be 5 years from now, except for two things, the people you meet and the books you read. Now, I've shared many times that I have a series of prayers and affirmations that I use each day to help me focus and keep me moving forward. I do a morning and evening series of forgiveness prayers. I do a gratitude affirmation. I do Ho'oponopono. I do unconditional love affirmations. And I collect a positive thought from the daily word produced by the Unity School of Christianity. Now, the daily word for Monday, March 5th, says, as I breathe consciously, my life transforms. See, every breath we take originates in source. Every breath in brings in the energy of life. Every breath out allows the release of stress, tension, and anxiety. So when you feel the tightening of worry or stress, take a moment to consciously breathe. It becomes a moment of meditation. We breathe in through our nostrils, tracking the air as it travels through our nostrils, through our body, feeling the life-affirming energy of that breath. And as you exhale, slowly feel the release of the tension, stress, and anxiety, letting yourself visualize the stress actually leave your body. Slowly and consciously breathe up to 5 minutes, and you will find that what was worrying you will be gone. The situation may not be resolved, but the immobilizing tension will be lifted. So make this your mantra for March, the month of self-truth. Breathe consciously to transform your life. And remember to read the right books. Which brings us to our segment host for today. Kirilani is a healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot, and a bridge of light. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insights and transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and colors, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to empower the personal vibrations of her clients. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment the first Monday of the month, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's listen to Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Salazar. I love the way you open the show tonight because it is so perfect for March. Here we are in a year that is all about really recreating ourselves in a higher image based on elevated consciousness. It's the consciousness that traditionally has been referred to as the Christ consciousness. And yet in this year, in this time of limitlessness, we are elevating that consciousness beyond the need to suffer, beyond the need to sacrifice. So it incorporates really all of the foundational laws, the universal laws, universal building blocks of creation, to take them to the next level, to say, how in each of our lives can we be a more pure expression of our soul? How can we be a more pure expression of the love and the light and the truth that we are made of? So if we look at deconstructing that and saying, how does March play into that? March, as Salazar said, is a month that is all about self-truth. And it is through our self-truth that we liberate ourselves, frankly, from the lies that kept us separate from source, that kept us separate from each other, that kept us separate even within ourselves. Our mind by nature takes the experiences of our reality and goes through and systematically catalogs and categorizes them. And it's part of how we make sense of the world. We make sense by saying, ah, this experience is like this other experience that I had, and this was the outcome of those previous experiences, and that gives me a clue as to how I want to behave or react or respond to whatever event or stimuli is happening in the moment today. And yet a lot of that past history may or may not truly be relevant to the highest way to respond to a situation today, because as we go into limitlessness, things that weren't possible even yesterday or a week ago or a year ago or 10 years ago now maybe are possible. Everything is unfolding and opening up and expanding as we speak. So this is a time to, when you have a situation come up, great, take it for input, whatever this past experience in history you have. But it's just a point of reference. It doesn't guarantee the outcome this time. So it becomes like consulting a library book or Wikipedia. It's a point of reference, but it isn't the Golden Testaments. So use it as such, but stand in the present moment of your power and say, what do I choose in this situation? And if in that choice you can choose from a place of love and balance for what is the highest good for yourself and the all, we start forming new patterns, new roadways within our mind. And March is all about recreating that patterning of the mind. Each month vibrationally can align to a certain body. February is very much an emotional month. And then when we come to March, it's very much a mental month. But it's the month this year in 2018 to say the mind doesn't have to go it alone anymore. It is embarking on this recreation of self through a partnership with our hearts, with our emotional bodies, and with our spirit. So if the mind can have extra guidance, extra input, when it's in that point of making a decision where it's not just, okay, here was the catalog of our past experiences, but we can tap into our heart and our emotional intelligence and the wisdom of our heart, which is the doorway to our spirit, and ask our hearts, what's its vote? And ask our spirit, what's its vote? And we ask our physical body to vote. And between all of those inputs, we can prove that we will make better decisions than if we just listen to the left brain, which frankly is the part of us that reacts in fear, relaxes in that tension and that stress and the anxiousness that Solazar was talking about. So that left brain, the amygdala, looks for where we are a victim. It looks for villains out there to see where are those potential gray clouds, right? Where are the risks? Where are the danger zones? It's always looking for that, that filter through every experience we have. And so, yes, is that a valuable source of input? Yep. But it's not the whole story. So the lessons that we learned in February about balance and love, we want to carry forward into March. Because if we are in a place of balance, we are much more resilient. We are much more able to open up and see our own truth. And as we're interacting with other people, to truly hear what they have to say. And March is a month of listening. If we can open up and listen more clearly to other people to understand their perspectives, even if they're different from ours, and build bridges between our differing points of view, we will start reprogramming that mind. We will start creating a stronger web of that expanded consciousness. So it's a really powerful month to pay attention to what's going on in your life. And each of our bodies has this really barometer calibration. So if our physical body is hurting, that means our body has something to tell us. Slow down and listen to what the body has to say. If our heart, if emotionally we feel unbalanced, if we feel negative emotions, if we're feeling depressed, if we're feeling sorrow, that's a time to slow down and say, what is it that our heart has to say to us? Each of our bodies communicates to us in a different language, in a different way. And this is our month to slow down and listen, not just to the left brain, but to all of the inputs that you have coming in. And look for those as areas that warrant some transformation, warrant some reprogramming, warrant looking at things from a different perspective. And this is where we tap in to all of the things that we learned last year in 2017, because it was a year about learning ourselves, defining who we want to be, and realizing that we are not separate, we are not alone, that we are interconnected in this beautiful web of life, that we were never disconnected from Source. And in that truth, accepting that truth, that's where the liberation comes from. That's where we can start liberating ourselves from old patterns that never served us anyway. So those times when we learned to beat ourselves up, the times when we ended up choosing addictions to try to fill a hole, the times that we got into bad relationships because we so desperately wanted love, when we weren't really able to even love ourselves, all those things can get transformed and elevated to a point of liberating ourselves from those limiting thoughts and beliefs. And as Solazar said in the intro, our thoughts and our feelings and beliefs are what pave the path for our future. So if we reprogram those in March, we pave the path for the rest of this year to be a much more beautiful journey. We are in really rich, creative, juicy power of March. We're coming up on spring equinox, and it is going to be a really amazing run of very powerful vibrational days as we go through March. So before I talk about those, I wanted to talk about some of the vibrational tools you can use to align with this energy of self-truth, this energy of liberating our hearts and minds through our spirit. And we can work with color, we can work with aromatherapy, we can work with different stones, and I like working with all of them. The mind responds to really all three of those types of modalities. So for colors, the colors of purple and magenta, for stones, fluorite, and rose quartz. So it's really easy to find small stones of those that you could keep in your pocket or have under your pillow. We do a lot of work in our dreams. So if we go to sleep asking to have truth revealed to us, asking for things that in your life may not be working the way you want them to, ask for a different perspective to see it in a different way and see what comes out in your dreams, or see when you first wake up in the morning if you have insights into that. The aromatherapy that we have to work with, I just really love. I think it resonates really well for March. We have, for the physical body, I like working with basil because basil is the energy of renewal. You can also work with fresh basil, add a little pesto incorporated into whatever you're making, whether it's you can chop it up, put it in a salad, use, you know, pesto in the salad dressing or on top of whatever. It's better with everything. So basil's a good one. The emotional body responds really well to geranium because this is the oil of love and trust. And if we come from a place of love and trust, we make so much clearer decisions. So it's a great oil for that bridging of the energy from February to March to say, well, we can find our truth better if we're coming from a place of love and trust and balance. Then for the mental body, there's an oil that is in the family of the cinnamon family. It's called cassia, that's C-A-S-S-I-A, and it helps with self-assurance. So it's really a good one for the mind if you have issues with trying to make a decision and then you doubt yourself and you second guess yourself. Cassia is a good one to work with. And then on the spiritual body, the oil of spiritual purpose is chamomile. So chamomile you can use as an essential oil, or you can incorporate it with just chamomile tea you get at the store. And then a good overall one for reminding yourself that you're connected with a community, that we're looking for how to interact with other beings, whether it's, you know, human, with the planet, with all sentient beings. If we're going to do that in a higher way, the cedarwood oil helps because it's the oil of community. It helps us see new perspectives for how to interact. So I love working with the doTERRA essential oils because they're very pure. They're certified therapeutic grade, and they work beautifully and synergistically together. So you can diffuse them with a diffuser. I'll drop some in the bottom of the shower in the morning before I get in, and it mixes with the steam. You can mix them with carrier oils and use them for massage, or, you know, just apply them topically. And a number of theirs are food grade, so you can actually ingest them. So spearmint is one that is delightful to just drop in your water. And spearmint helps you with confident speech. So that's part of what March is about, is that authentic expression of who we are. And if we can speak who we are and what we want to create in the world, that is a powerful tool of creation. So those are some of the tools you can work with throughout March. And then I wanted to focus in on what some of your opportunities are for powerful days and periods as we go through the month. So first of all, we're in a series of portals that allow portals of new beginnings, union with the all, the web of all life, and these stretch from, one of them was March 3rd, so we're still under its influence. The next is March 12th. We have another one on March 21st, and then March 30th. So it ends up, as you look at how far their influence spreads, it's like links in a chain where you get another infusion of it in the next 9 days to carry it the next step forward. So it is a great month for planting those creative seeds, for empowering new beginnings, for clarifying who you are, for defining who you want to be. And then we have a series of days on March 4th, the 13th, and the 22nd, and the 31st. These are powerful days of awakening. So it's a codex vibration that helps you unlock those hidden potentials within, that awaken you to who you truly are, down to the DNA, RNA level. So very powerful days. Then we have on March 7th, coming up this week, a portal of manifestation through embracing that truth of who we are. So on a mundane level, great day to play the lottery, but it's really about starting to claim your power as a conscious being. So it's that really claiming or taking the wheel to steer your own ship, of standing up and saying, I now, after going through 2017, I know who I am on a spiritual and consciousness level, and I will stand up to fulfill the mission and destiny I came into this life to fulfill and work as a team with other awakening beings to do so. And as we do that, and we are truly at a point where we are capable of it and have gone through all of the tests that this last couple years has been laying out before us to say, okay, we get a passing grade. We are going to be granted power to help us do our missions and destinies. That is part of what March 7th is about. And then there are kind of relay points for that portal that play back again on March 16th. And another one on March 26th. So the whole month has these overlapping vibrational patterns. It's in a month where we started the month off with a full moon, which was the liberation moon in Virgo, and we have a blue moon on March 31st, which is going to give us two doses of that moon energy. Now, the moons help us with emotional healing. So this gives us an opportunity. When we said March is all about liberating our minds and hearts through the spirit, the moon's going to help with the heart part. And it helps with illuminating the mind. So letting that mind and heart come into balance and union and harmony with the spirit. Super powerful month. So those are some of the, a couple of other days to pay attention to. On the March 16th, we also, as well as March 26th, we have this energy of the seat of God, the ability to be that bridge between heaven and earth that we are all meant to be and are coded with. So this is the time to say, if I am the seed that is going to be planted into this fertile ground of this new beginning energy, what am I going to pack into that seed? What kind of plant or gift do I want to be to this world? What am I here to share? So focusing on what that is and elevating that to the highest level that you're capable of in the moment, that's what this time period is all about. On March 17th, we have the new moon that is in Libra. And Libra also aligns to this process of discovering our truth, of revealing who we truly are, of kind of cutting through the crap, right? So a powerful month to spend time in meditation, to give yourself quiet time, to do inner child work, to look at systematically where you think you have placed limitations in your life, looking at your self-talk to say, what are those things that I tell myself? Because a lot of times in our self-talk is where we can see the limitations that we've adopted, whether we came up with them or their voices from our parents, their voices from teachers, their voices from society saying that's not possible or you're not good enough to do that or how crazy is that, right? All of those things, these are the things we want to deconstruct and transform as they come up when we go through March. So I think, Solazar, those are some of the things that I wanted to share. So those are some of the things I wanted to share to get the basics out for the energy for March. So I wanted to know if you had any questions or comments on any of that material?
Well, a couple of things I did want to touch on is that, on December 29th, when we did the quarterly preview, you, of course, did the vibrational numerology, Joyce did the astrology. So we talked about the energy of 2018. Well, at that time, of course, I drew the cards of Roman numeral 10, the card of change for 2018. And it shows a revolving wheel with symbols of the zodiac, the eight trigrams of the I Ching, the four seasons, and the yin-yang symbol. And it was really to say that 2018 is going to be a year of constant change. Now, because it's also the year of the dog, the brown earth dog, it's not as quick a year as the rooster year last year, but it's a year of evolving change. And the reason I'm bringing that up is it comes right into something you touched on about last week's full moon and the Jupiter transit that is coming up this week. And I wanted to bring those two together. Now, the card for March, we've got the constant change for the year. The card of March is the Nine of Rainbows, which shows apples ripe on a tree. And the card is saying to us that we are ready to release our riches to the world. It's not a question of when fruit is ripe, it falls from the tree. It no longer needs to be nourished by the tree. It no longer needs to gain anything else. So we are ready this month to release our riches to the world. And a couple of things are going to conspire, and I'm using conspire deliberately, to push us forward. It started last week with that full moon in Virgo that you mentioned. And that is the push, as you said, to create heaven on earth. Last week, you indicated that that was the start of a time of being new and new beginnings. And it was a portal of new beginnings at the time of that new moon. Now, that carries forward the energy from February 15th solar eclipse, new moon in Aquarius, to move us all forward on the new journey of our life. So where am I going? I'm going to just summarize quickly as I continue to go forward, is that all of the indications are, this is not a time to sit on your butt. It's not a time to accept what was. It's not a time to say it's always been this way. This is a time for each of us to start crafting that new within our own lives, within our own circle of influence, within our own domains. So this is not merely a month of a launch of a new moon phase with the blue moon at the end, the full moon at the beginning, full moon at the end, but it's a dramatic time to move forward into the journey of your new life. Whatever brought you to this point is all past. And now we start into the new. So think back over the past 6 months. How have you come to peace with your unique you, with who you are, not who other people think you need to be or who other people think you are? Who is the new unique you? How has your understanding of yourself grown? What have you embraced more fully about yourself? Maybe something you didn't embrace before, but you do embrace now. And what characteristics, activities, talents have you come to appreciate and allowed to come out? So we've been going through an upheaval over the past 8 years, some of it driven by the Uranus-Pluto square, where Uranus is also shifting out of its residence in Aries. By May, it will be in Taurus, which will ground us more. So as you talked about relationships, Kira, like relationship shifts that have been brewing are going to occur. The expected will disappear. The unexpected will occur. And situations that have been stalled may suddenly breathe new life. And this week, on Thursday, the same day that we have that energy of the new manifestation that you referred to, on Thursday, Jupiter goes retrograde. Now, Jupiter entered Scorpio on November 8th of 2017. And it's going to stay there until November 8th of 2018, a year. So whatever your greatest fear is, Jupiter is going to make you explore it this year as it goes through that retrograde. It's the time now to start detoxifying your mind, your body, and your spirit. So it starts this Thursday. Now, if you resist, it's going to be like anything we resist in life. There'll be trauma, there'll be pain, it will be challenging and difficult. But if you go with it, you're going to come out to be the different person at the end of the transit. So again, we started with the card of change for the year. We have the card that says we're ripe right now. We had the full moon last week that told us the push is to start creating our heaven on earth. And you mentioned that there was that portal of manifestation for a new beginning last week. And this week, there's a portal of creation of that manifestation. So once you heal the shadow side or dark side of your personality, it no longer has power over you. So the things that have seemed difficult will seem easier. The things that were once challenging will flow. Jupiter stays retrograde from this Thursday, March 8th, until July 10th. So the main theme of that retrograde is to take the poisoning of your personal value systems and morals that affected your physical health and heal them and resolve them. It's the same theme as last week's full moon. It's the time to start detoxifying your life. So this purification process is even more important because Jupiter rules the liver. So when we talk about healing our mind and our spirit, and then couple that with healing our body, we're talking about releasing all the toxins we've taken in. And just as with this, the full moon last week, the positive side is that Jupiter is here to help us do that purification because it brings success through positive change. Jupiter is saying, we can do this. We'll work together on making it happen. We just have to create the intention. It's like as a man thinketh with James Allen. When we change and shift the intention and belief system, we actually take actions in the right direction. You don't have to force any change. You don't have to react to any unexpected change. You have to open to the opportunity to create the shifts using the force of Jupiter. And it's a natural development in your life associated with increased power, influence, spiritual, and personal growth. And so the forces are working behind the scenes to help us, to push us forward. All we have to do is create the intentions, create the beliefs, and believe it's so. Now, if anybody's been immoral or hypocritical or deceitful, Jupiter is going to have a trine to Pluto. And a trine is a positive aspect that says, we're going to clean that all up. All of that is gone. All the opportunities to reform any area of your life now exists. As long as you say, I'm willing to take the actions to detoxify my mind from those thoughts that have been toxic and holding me back. My spirit from those beliefs that are toxic and that have been holding me back. And my body from ingesting those toxins that have been holding me back. So this is a wonderful time moving forward. And I wanted to share that as my thoughts on what you had to come.
Well, what you shared is amazing to me. You know, sometimes I still get almost in awe of how the astrology and the numerology work together to support each other. And it explains what a lot of people are going through now when you talk about this purification phase. It isn't an option, it's a mandate, right? It's going to happen one way or the other. So if we can know it's happening, that's the beauty of the quarterly preview. That's the beauty of sharing these things at the beginning of the month, is you don't go into then, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. Because if we look at some of the symptoms of detoxification, it may feel like you're coming down with something when you're not. Your body is just releasing. And when you talked about, you know, the toxins, it's not with the physical body, just what are the foods we've eaten or the alcohol we consumed or the cigarettes we smoked 20 years ago. The physical body contains toxins from all the negative emotions that we've experienced. That's part of what the liver and pancreas is processing. It contains toxins from all of that negative self-talk and the negative beliefs. So it all rolls downhill, and the poor physical body all this time has been trying to compensate for all of that. So even when we're releasing emotional or mental, let's call them untruths, sometimes you will have physical things that pop up tied with that because they're locked into more than one body. And also with the mind, frequently these things that are still hanging on, there is emotional and mental aspects to the same issue. So just be aware of that and be gentle with yourself as you go through the process. But there are things you can do to help it along. This would be a good time to clean up your diet. When I went to my chiropractor, they had this great magazine about clean living, right? And there's a whole big kick on that. So Strauss was on with the Gerson Therapy on the show numerous times. They have some great material for how to do clean eating. You know, it's easy to start migrating toward organics, reduce the amount of flesh and meat that you consume or cut it out altogether. You know, do a gentle cleanse, not something really Again, nothing super drastic, because that's really not being kind to your body. So no, you know, starvation fasting things, but things that are kind of gentle that help the body purify as you go through this. You know, drink lots of water, spend time in nature. There's a great detox foot bath that a lot of people have. That's a good way of getting toxins out. Or you could just go get a pedicure where they put your feet in the hot tub or put your feet in a bucket of Epsom salts. So none of these things are super expensive things, but it helps. It helps the release process.
Well, I think it's important for people to find what works for them, actually. But I think your admonition of do something that's gentle, not drastic, not dramatic, is also a good thing. Well, I took it as a caution for people. So I took it as a caution that people should try to actually do something that was gentle and not harsh. So it's not that detoxify yourself by the end of March. Remember, Jupiter's in retrograde till July 10th. Allow yourself to go through the detoxifying process starting now. Do it gradually. Give yourself time. Be gentle. Be self-loving. Don't be harsh. Don't be judgmental. Don't be demanding on yourself. But allow yourself to use this time and all of this energy to allow yourself to detoxify a little bit.
I had a quick question for you on the Jupiter retrograde. So Jupiter, being the planet of beneficence, when it's going backward then in a retrograde, what does that create?
What it does is that instead of really leading us, it's pushing us. And because it's also in Scorpio, it's pushing us from our deepest regions, those areas that we've chosen least to deal with. You know, Scorpio is our deepest of the water signs, in the sense of it, you know, Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. And so it's ruled by our deepest, darkest, hidden thoughts, beliefs, etc. And that's where we tend to swallow and hide all of those things we don't want to deal with, we don't want to face. They've been either too painful, or we've just said, I don't have time for that now. So Jupiter, that's why it's pushing us. The detoxification of mind, body, and spirit is really Jupiter saying to us, it's time for you to take a look at these areas. It's time for you to clean out what you no longer need, that fear, that trauma, that belief, that hatred, that whatever it is that you have, that you've chosen not to confront, not to clean up, and not to deal with. Now is the time to do it. But the big but, because it's Jupiter, it does want us to do this, like you said, about the detox, in a gentle way. It's not saying, bring up that scary thing from under the bed and face it, you know, at midnight under the light of the moon. You know, it wants us to actually take some time to actually do it gently and lovingly.
Yeah, no need to create more trauma and drama. So when you shared that, it made me think of several additional oils, because you know me, I have an oil for everything, that would help people as they go through this process. So first of all, March, the oil of truth is clary sage. So that would be a good one that would be very powerful to use before you go to sleep. But with this process of what you just shared, there's two other ones that I think could really benefit a lot of people. There's one called Copaiba, and that's a weird name. Until it came out, I didn't even know it existed. So it's C-O-P-A-I-B-A, and it is in the cannabinoid spectrum, but it has no THC, but it is the oil of unmasking. So if there are those things that we have been hiding from in ourselves, this is a gentle way of helping us work to let go of all of those masks that we've put up, allegedly to protect ourselves, to be found acceptable, to be loved, to be whatever, right? and get back to the real core and truth of who we are. The other one that I've been working with since the beginning of the year, so it works with the energy of the year, Copaiba does, as does Blue Tansy. And Blue Tansy is the oil of inspired action. So if there are things that we've been procrastinating on, or like Solazar said, some of these things that are hiding under the bed and we're saying, well, I don't really want to deal with that because I think it's going to be painful, or I don't want to deal with that because I don't have time, or the list of 4,000 other excuses, what the Blue Tansy does, it almost lifts you up, and that song of the wind beneath your wings, it almost lifts you up and just gives you the energy and spiritual fortitude to say, I am going to take inspired action with love and light around these situations so that I can make my life easier. I can clean up this stuff, because this old stuff, whether we're dealing with it or not, if it's still hiding under the bed, it is still draining our energy and our life force of keeping kind of that thread open and not taken care of. So everyone that I've been working with who's been using it is finding really great benefits. So that might be one you want to play with and try too.
So thank you, Kirilani. So I want to just remind folks, I'm going to share a couple of things as we close that kind of add to all of this energy. That's a lot of information. And for people who want to connect with Kirilani, they can go to the segment host page of goodvibrationsradio.com, connect directly over to her. What other ways can they connect to you?
If you're interested in getting information about any of the essential oils, you can either call me at 831-760-6168. That's 831-760-6168. Or if you want to just go out to my doTERRA website, Solazar has that on the Good Vibrations Radio page for the segment hosts. So thank you, Solazar, for letting us come share. And I love everything that you shared. It helps me put March in a better perspective.
And Lord knows we've always needed March in a better perspective. But so as I close, I want to once again share the anonymous poem that came from Empower Astrology. In the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. No matter how hard the world pushes against you, within you, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. Whatever you do, do so from the heart. And I share these affirmations that I use daily with all of you to consider to see if this could be part of your practice. The daily practice of gratitude by just saying, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. I accept and love myself unconditionally. I surrender all to love. And then from the Huna healing tradition of Ho'oponopono, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And that's the blessing we give to ourselves. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Remember, you're not the victim. You have a choice. For all of you listening this week, may your life begin to shift so that you can reach your full potential in 2018. Good Vibrations Radio will be back next Monday, the 12th, with Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening. If you have any questions or missed any elements, send an email to Solazar, S-O-L-A-R-Z-A-R, @gmail.com. Many blessings. We'll talk again next Monday. Remember to turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste.
Good vibration.